General Manager of the University of Alberta Golden Bears hockey program, Stan Marple, joins us once again. Stan, how are you?
Hey, good, great. Thanks for the call. And there's lots of tickets still available. Last year we sold about 2,300 and our capacity is 28. So you can get them right up to game time, phone in the box office or at Ticketmaster.
Now, the game starts at 7 o'clock this year, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay,
yeah.
7 o'clock tomorrow night. How's your squad shaping up this year?
Well, I looked at the Oilers lineup and I'm thinking we better bring our A game. we lost a few key veterans, obviously, but, we still have a good, strong side. We got in some good first-year players here that are going to help us, but it's always a great game and it's always a very big challenge, and I think this year will be even that much greater.
I know the Oilers take it pretty serious. There's a lot of pride on the line. I'm guessing it's the same for your program.
Oh, absolutely, and it's an opportunity for our guys that maybe got looked over in the draft a little bit to kind of, show what they got. And, you don't have to worry about getting the boys motivated for this one.
You look, at Ian Herber's and the program stands. He obviously brought you guys back to where you wanted to be, of course. The recruiting factor, you obviously do a little bit in that kind of hand-in-hand with him. How much more challenging is it now that the other programs are kind of nipping at your guys' heels? Do you find that the recruiting is maybe more competitive than it was 10 years ago?
I think so. I mean, all the schools are basically offering the same amounts to their prospective athletes, and it's very competitive in that regard. We're very fortunate that we live in Edmonton, such a great hockey town, and a lot of times the guys, they go away for 4 or 5 years to play junior, and if they don't get drafted and signed, and they want to play CIS hockey, a lot of times they want to come back and play at home and be with family and friends. So it's we have that going for us for sure.
The there's so much talk about scholarships, and for a lot of parents out there who maybe are unaware of it, Stan, for a lot of kids who play in the Western Hockey League and their team gives them a scholarship, the Bears match that a lot of times, correct? So guys are, they're getting a complete full ride covering books and everything.
No, absolutely. The WHL pays for their tuition and books, and we can pay for their tuition. So we have a guideline we have to follow. We're allowed to have 14 guys on our roster who can be on tuition and fees. But if we have academic All-Canadians, which are players with a 3.2 average out of 4 or greater, they don't count against the cap.
Oh.
So we really go out and try to recruit strong players athletically and academically, because obviously it allows you to put together a stronger team.
So if you have, let's say, 5 all academics, that means you could have 19 guys then?
That's correct, yeah.
How many do you have this year?
This year we have, 8 academic All-Canadians. Last year we had 11. We've had in the last 3 years, I think we've had over 30 academic All-Canadians. So we work really hard at making a schedule so the boys can do well academically as well as athletically. And our alumni really help out. We're allowed to assist the players with tutors, and they do that very well and help them get the help they need to get the marks they need.
I was going to ask you about that. Chris Morse, of course, the head coach of the football program, he put a study hall in place for especially his rookie guys, their first year in engineering. Do you have something similar for the Bears hockey program?
Yeah, absolutely. Like every time we go on the road, we get a separate room for our meals and for the guys to study. We monitor, how many hours they're working out. Our season's a little bit longer than football, so
mm-hmm.
We kind of have to maintain a good ratio to workouts, to practice, to study, and Coach Herbers does a great job with that.
Stan Marple's GM of the University of Alberta Golden Bears hockey program. Of course, they take on the Edmonton Oilers tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at the Claire Drake Arena. Tickets still available. Walk-up tickets, of course, that's where a lot of people get them. What are ticket costs this year?
Ticket prices are $30 if you buy them at the door. There's a little bit of a service fee if you go to Ticketmaster, but if you want to buy them in advance to make sure you get them you know, there's still lots available on Ticketmaster.
Okay. Going back to the development of your program and, you know, the academics, I didn't know you guys had that many. I also didn't know the rules to allow you to be better. So, of course, there's an incentive to want to help your program. What about the other programs on average? Like you said, you have had 30 academic All-Canadians the last 3 years. Is that the highest in the country?
Well, on record, the University of Alberta, you know, has, I think, the second most academic All-Canadians overall in all of our athletics program sports. I think the only school that has more than us is McGill, which is, a very good academic mm-hmm. institution as well. So, you know, we pride ourselves on that. We want to be the best on and off the ice. And, these guys are very committed. It's a long season. They, you know, practice every day for about an hour and a half, and then, they're in the gym for an hour. And we don't want guys coming here just wanting to get a degree. We want to try to get them that degree, obviously, first and foremost, but we want to prepare them for pro hockey when they're done. And, I think you're going to find that in the next few years there's going to be more and more players graduating from our program and going on to play pro in North America and Europe.
How are you preparing them more for pro now than maybe in previous regimes?
Well, I think what we're doing is one of the big steps forward was getting a full-time strength and conditioning coach. When a kid comes to the University of Alberta, he's a pretty good hockey player. He's done well in the Western Hockey League, but maybe there's a little something that kept him from getting drafted or getting that pro opportunity right out of junior. So, you know, we sit down with him and we say, hey, you know, maybe it's, a guy like Jordan Hickmont, who's got great natural ability, but needs to put 20 pounds on. Well, you know what? Jordan's put 15 of those pounds on. And, you know, I think he's going to be a great candidate for the AHL when he's done here.
Yeah, and that's, you know what, Ian Herbers, of course, is one of those guys who graduated from the program and went on to an NHL career. A lot of guys will leave the Bears and, you know, go to Europe and some to the American Hockey League. Stan, the Europe route seems to be the one that's definitely the most available, where guys can make some good money and have fun.
Yeah, our captain, Sean Ringrose, signed in VLAC in the Austrian Elite League. He's playing with a former captain he played with his rookie year in his second year, Eric Hunter. So they're both in VLAC in the Austrian Elite. And we got guys, Derek Ryan, who is a great player here in the Bears. He's actually playing in the Swedish Elite League, making some really good money. So, you know, Ian McDonald, Tyler Metcalf, there's lots of guys that have graduated recently that are doing well in Europe. And, that's what we want. We want them to, you know, have an opportunity to get their degree and keep playing the game they love and make a little money from it.
Sam, what about your lineup, Stan, for tomorrow night? Are you going with kind of your starting lineup for the opening night, or are there some guys still battling for spots?
Well, I think that's part of the reason why we are such a strong team is that the guys compete so hard for those places. You know, I mean, I remember when I played here, I was always trying to keep some 6'2" D-man out of the lineup, and I was pretty successful at doing that. But it's always tough. So, you know, Coach, one thing I love about Coach Herbers, he plays the guys that he feels are the most committed and working the hardest, and give us the best chance to win. So that can change from weekend to weekend. But, we'll have a good, strong lineup, but it'll be a very, very tough test for us tomorrow.
Well, Stan, enjoy it. It's always a fun game. And, I know the proceeds going to help out the Golden Bears hockey program, $30 at the door, and still some available. 7 o'clock puck drop tomorrow night at the Drake.
Thanks a lot, Jason. Very much appreciated.